perhaps 97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday, and mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says that much of the increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of this crash is under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome in. Hour number three officially underway. Dave Mowry horrified by the mid-topic, the topic of conversation between the break there.
Yeah.
Oh, no? Looked horrified. Little Peter Gabriel there. I'd like to go to Salisbury Hill, the way he describes it.
Sounds very idyllic.
I'd like to go to Salisbury Hill. Can we do the third hour in a British accent, even if it's horrible?
Not me.
84 says no.
Now, look, we got to straighten this up. Everybody keeps calling me 84, and I didn't pick up on it until at church the other day. A guy comes up and says, "Hey, I've heard you on the radio. You're 84," and I was like, "No, it's Grady 4.
Grady Wayne 4?
Yeah, Grady Wayne 4. Wayne's my middle name
because he kills the radio.
Yeah. I do service work is what I do for a living, and then coach volleyball. I'm fond of cookouts. I put on the greatest cookouts in the history of the universe.
You ever cook crawfish?
And I might have once.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my side job and part-time, I'm a serial killer.
Well, you can't do that all the time.
No.
Be too many bodies. Be too easy to find you.
The whole point
it's a lot of work, dude.
The whole point of serial killing is to not get caught.
Right. Right. Although it seems like a lot of them do get caught.
Yeah, you don't know how many there are that
I'm true.
You ever there are a lot of disappeared people. That are just gone.
Yep.
There are a lot of them. Thousands.
There's a thing where...
Yeah, I mean, it can be like 10 people responsible for all of them.
You know how you don't get caught, to be serious?
What?
The one thing... You know, what is the one thing not to kill if you're a serial killer? Cute young white girl.
I'll say young
cute
white
young
girl.
Young white girl, yep. Yeah. You're right. Because then their picture will be everywhere. Every step she's ever taken will be...
What happened to the girl that was running in the park a couple of years ago?
Yep.
And, I mean, it was like nationwide
Chandra
search.
Levy?
Yeah. And they
Gary Condit. Remember that reveal that she was doing her boss?
Yeah, it was like,
Gary Condit.
It was like right before 9/11.
That dude, the moment he found out she went missing, was probably like, oh, God.
Yeah, he's like, my career's over.
That is the worst. Why did, of all the people that would be killed in the park, why her?
No, there's a guy.
And he probably the whole time knew, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Because crime stats are available. And so there's a guy that made a database of all of the open murders, like, everywhere in the United States. And he started examining, like, where they were clustered and all, and who were the victims and all that. And he determined that there's somewhere between, like, 25 and 50 active at any time. And, like, Gary, Indiana, he was like, hey, y'all probably got 8 serial killers.
Are
like,
you serious?
And they were like, no, no way. And he was like, I mean, look at the data here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, the whole point is not to get caught. But I think a lot of serial killers don't get caught. They just, and they don't even leave a trace as to the fact that they're a serial killer. Just people start going missing.
Right.
You know, I talked to a police officer over a poker game one time about how would you kill someone and get away with it. And he gave me some good tips. I mean, not that I would ever use it.
But, right.
I mean, he just said, look, try not to leave blood. I'm not going to give all the tips. But the first one was like, try not to leave a pool of blood somewhere.
You know how you get caught
these days? Someone just disappears off the face of the earth. That's one thing.
You know how you get caught these days?
Huh.
Location data.
On your phone? Well, you can't take your phone or your car. I mean, let's not be amateurs about it.
Wait, but here's the thing too, right? but
apparently you have no, given wait. This a little bit of
but
help
wait,
there,
but wait, you know how you also get caught?
Well, I have critics.
But here's the thing: you also get caught with location data, and what I mean is if your phone, if on average you open your phone 6 times an hour,
yeah,
for this time of day,
and you didn't,
and then suddenly you're not there, but you know you're not with your phone, so it's not happening, and you know it's like there's a lot of ways to trick you up. You know, why'd you rent a car, or why'd you steal a car, or you know,
hey,
why's your car
tell you
here?
Now, the other day, you brought me your cell phone, Baron, and said, just every once in a while, send a text
that is
to Dave. I mean, was there something up to that, Dave?
Hit this group text about every 20 minutes, would you? I'll be back in 2 hours. Don't ask any questions. If my boots are muddy, hush. No, I mean, you know, wear the wrong size shoes and all kinds of things. There's ways to do this.
Yeah, there's a lot of common sense stuff.
A lot of common sense stuff.
Don't wear jorts. Never wear jorts.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, there's gigantic oceans on either side of this country. Use them.
Use them.
Use them. Stop burying them in a cornfield 2 feet under the ground. Somebody's going to plow that field next year. Our number, 272-9228.
Probably the worst conversation we've ever had on air.
Hey, it's a practical show for practical people. Tom Baudette, you're on the air.
Hey, sorry to bother y'all.
Hey.
I'm kind of carrying over from before the break.
That happens.
Okay, is Dave's last name Mallory or Mallory?
Mallory.
Mallory, 3 L's. Okay. M-A-L-L-L-O-R-Y.
All right, I'm grateful, and I'll start saying hi to him, too.
Sure.
First thing is about this Jim Carrey deal.
Yes.
You ever seen that movie Liar Liar where he's beating himself up in the bathroom?
Yeah, not a bad movie.
I think we need to find somebody that has some knowledge about being able to work with the video and put all the Democrats in there doing the same thing. Could we do that? And then have like a picture on the mirror of our president laughing at them while they're doing all that. Seems like it'd be a pretty good thing.
Okay. Okay.
But that scene is very good. I don't mind.
Of course it's a good scene. Of course it's a good scene. It's actually not a bad movie. I mean, that may have been post-MASH too, but, you know, maybe not be the worst actor in history, but I like the premise of that, that being a lawyer is hard if you can't lie. It's not true. I mean, the best lawyers are obviously honest, but...
I have plenty of... Well, you're a good lawyer, and I don't even know you that well.
Hold on. I'm a great lawyer, Tom Baudet.
And my lawyer, who I know very well, and I'm not going to mention his name because he ain't paying you and he ain't paying me.
Right.
But I can tell this man is honest and does right by me and has done right by everybody that he probably has served. He's a real estate attorney.
Good for him.
And then I only had one other question for you, then I'll leave you alone.
All right.
The music that you play on the radio, I really enjoy hearing that.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to recommend a song for you to listen to when you get some free time, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
It's Misty Blue, Dorothy Moore.
Okay.
I'll check
we'll
it
try
out.
It out.
Misty.
It may not be appropriate, but it's, you know, it's a pretty good song. It's
Misty
got a nice
Blue, a song written by Dorothy
performed
Moore.
By.
Performed by Dorothy Moore. Off the 1996 album Phenomenon.
Huh.
How did you get into Dorothy Moore? I've never heard of her.
It's actually a female,
mm-hmm.
And I heard this song back probably female, when right? I was on. I was running an entertainment.
Oh, hold on. This was actually released in 1966. It was re-released in 1996.
Okay.
It was recorded in Nashville. It's a country song written by Bob Montgomery, produced by Owen Bradley. This is fantastic. Okay. Yeah.
Other than that, I'll leave you alone. Enjoy your show. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.
See you, Tom.
So Dorothy Moore actually re-released it. R&B artist Dorothy Moore released the highest charting version of the song. Reached the top 10 in several different radio formats. So that's probably the one he's talking about, right?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like people sometimes recommending songs or whatever, if they're good.
Yeah.
Some people have terrible taste in music.
Correct. But somebody recommended Old Town Road to you.
It's true.
And, like, you listen to it on a reel in your car and at the house.
I have listened to it in the car, but not very many times. I did listen to it at the house occasionally. I had like a one and a half week run on Old Town Road. And that was about enough. That was about enough. It needs more. It needs to be longer. 2.5 minutes is not enough. It piques my interest and then it's gone. And if you don't get the Billy Ray version, it's like a minute and a half and it's gone. That's not enough.
Oh, now that one sucks.
Yeah.
The one without Billy Ray?
Yeah.
Garbage.
84, Dave Mallory, David Mallory.
Dave.
Dave Mallory. And Baron Coleman back after the break.
Should I go down if I stay too long in trouble?
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello?
Hello.
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Listen to this if you are retired. Now imagine you're at the beach, sun shining down, and the ocean is tickling your toes. And you smile because this is your third summer vacation. How? Because all your retirement questions were answered at the Life and Legacy series. You attended and took action and completed a financial life plan that protects your assets from creditors and predators and the government. You used your IRA as an estate planning tool that will last your family for generations. If this isn't you, well, summer is right around the corner. Join the Financial Life Planning Experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club for a free, fun, information-packed workshop focusing on your retirement questions. Space is limited. Call 649-4911 to register. Food will be served. Call 649-4911 to register. Don't miss out. Call 649-4911. On May 28th at the Capital City Club. Again, that's 649-4911 to register.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Montgomery
Subaru. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Play it again. Maybe it's the lyrics.
It's not bad.
My whole world turns misty blue. Oh, it's been such a long, long time. Looks like I get you off my mind. Oh, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world in misty blue.
That's a good tune.
It's a great. It's not a bad song. It's just
not great bumper music. Not great bumper music. I would definitely listen to that though at the house.
Hell yeah, yeah. If I had now Dorothy Moore's Greatest Hits, is that a single?
Right.
Because I've never heard of her.
Right.
And most people that put out Greatest Hits, at least I've heard of them.
Like Mr. Big's Greatest Hits?
Yeah, I'm the One Who Wants to Be With You.
Which was nothing like their genre of music.
I've never heard anything else. Like the band you actually like, I've only heard one song of.
Which one is that?
Extreme.
Oh, yeah.
More Than Words.
More Than Words.
Oh, dude. The only song I know of theirs.
So
no, but the rest of the stuff's like metal.
Yes, Porno Graffiti is a great album. I mean, you can listen to that start to finish.
I would say 7 out of 10 times that either of those songs comes up, I get the artist wrong because they sound basically the exact
same.
They
do. They sure do.
More Than Words and Next to Be With You. Like, well, I always think one's the other one.
And Dave, that may just be the nature of when you're a metal band and you try to sing a ballad,
yeah,
you're all going to sound the same
yeah
when you sing it.
So that's funny.
I don't know. Rocket Queen sounds different.
It's not a ballad, though.
Guns are, oh, it's a ballad. Stop it.
No, I mean, Sweet Child of Mine would be the ballad.
No, Rocket yes. Queen's the ballad. The last song.
Okay.
Last song's always for the ladies. We're going to close out to Rocket Queen.
Good.
For all the Rocket Queens out there. Our number 2729. Oh, Tom Baudette's back. Did you like it, Tom Baudette?
Yes, sir. And I got to tell you, you asked me where I heard it the first time. I was getting a divorce from my first wife, and I was used to shop vinyl stores, and I got a 45. So I don't know whether she has any more music or not, but that particular song is really good to cry about when you're going through something like that. But I like to hear it every now and then, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Well, that wasn't the question, Klabe.
Oh, I thought we were grading.
No.
And, you know, that's
pass fail.
That's on the scale.
No, it's pass fail. And it's obviously a pass. I was just giving you more background information. Joel.
Hey, for old fart like me, that is best bumper music you have played in the last 6 months.
Really?
I'm going to tell you, old folks like me like that kind of
they like you like torch ballads, huh?
I got one for you, my friend.
What's that?
No. You got to wait.
You got to wait for the bumper.
You got to wait.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll listen. But
I'm gonna play one with
day.
A little more pep. But if
yeah,
you
say so that's
yeah.
Yeah.
This is gonna be okay. A good one. You're gonna love this one.
I would have
okay.
Okay.
Where would you have gone?
It with the same artist. The first thing that came up.
Oh, hold on. Let me see. All right. This is good radio right here.
Yeah.
This
is great.
That's fine.
No dead air.
We could do that. I don't have a problem with that. I love this artist though. I mean, I totally dig this artist. Our number 272-9228, 23 minutes now after 11 o'clock. I was supposed to do a spot coming in, and I got so taken by the song that I didn't. Because I got to let you know about our friends at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. A lot of you the last 2 weeks were a little confused. If you weren't a member of the Alabama Association of Realtors, you were a little confused because, well, you couldn't understand why I was advertising for a specific health plan for a specific group. I'll tell you why. Because what Cornerstone Managing General Agency was able to do for the 17,000 members of the Alabama Association of Realtors, they can do for your business as well. They can do for your business as well. So if you would like to save money, sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars, on your health insurance plans, if you would like your employees to pay less, if you would like to pay less on behalf of your employees, call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Get Greg, get Anna, get his whole team out there to ask some questions. It's just a simple, you know, do a little census. How many employees do you have? What kind of plan do you have right now? And they can determine whether or not they can get you some good products. They have just basic major medical health insurance policies. They have more detailed health insurance policies. And they have life insurance policies, workers' compensation, all that kind of stuff. So if you, I think they have workers' compensation. I know they have guaranteed issue products that are really, really good for big businesses. Get them on the horn, 356-1502, cornerstonemga.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, here with you. Sorry about that. But, Tom, I'm glad. And I'm glad Joel called in and said he liked it.
Yeah.
I like Joel, so yeah. That works. That works. Loretta Lynch accuses James Comey of misrepresenting key Clinton probe conversation. Quote, was quite surprised by his testimony. Did any of you guys read the Loretta Lynch testimony that was released yesterday?
I did not.
I read a little piece of it. I didn't read the whole thing, granted. It
no,
was long.
No, but I recently got a reissue of Coal Miner's Daughter on vinyl.
Not as interesting as the Loretta Lynch testimony.
Right, Loretta Lynn, right?
Loretta Lynch.
Oh, they're Lynch. Not the same?
No.
Oh, see, I was assumed.
No, totally different woman. One has legs that look like table legs.
Yep.
Like
pig legs.
Like pedestals. And one is a coal miner's daughter.
Oh.
Loretta Lynch, do you remember when they had that image of her walking across?
It was
and she was
brutal.
In heels.
Oh, yeah,
and the
yeah,
heels
yeah.
were screaming. You could hear the heels every time they hit.
I could hear the
get this fat pig off of me. Ah!
Could hear the asphalt crunching under those heels.
Her ankles, surprisingly, are somehow larger than her thighs. The damnedest thing I've ever seen. She's the strangest.
Cankles.
No, this is not cankles. This is like anvils set at the top of her feet. Awful. Anyway. I can't get that image out of my head. James Comey, when he testified, said that Loretta Lynch instructed him to refer to the Clinton email probe as a matter instead of an investigation.
I remember that.
Leading a lot of people to make fun of the Federal Bureau of Matters, the FBM instead of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Lynch testified under oath that she was quite surprised. And during a closed-door joint session of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees last December, had the following to say in response to James Comey's comments. She said he had completely mischaracterized the conversation. When asked specifically, did you instruct him to call it a matter? She says, I did not. I never instructed a witness as to what to say specifically. Never have, never will. Well, we know you never will because you're toast.
Right.
In the meeting I had with the director, James Comey, we were discussing how best to keep Congress informed of progress and discuss requesting information and resources for the department overall. We were going to testify separately, and the concern that both of us had in the meeting that I was having with him in September 2015 was how to have that discussion without stepping across the department policy of confirming or denying an investigation separately apart from testifying. Obviously, we wanted to testify fully, fulsomely. I've never heard the word fulsomely, by the way. I've heard of former Governor
Jim
Folsom, but I've never heard of fulsomely. Obviously, we wanted to testify fully, fulsomely, and provide the information that was needed, but we were not at that point in September 2015 ready to confirm that there was an investigation of the email matter or deny it. We were sticking with policy, and that was my position on that. I didn't direct anyone to use specific phraseology. When the director asked me how to best handle that, I said, what I have been saying is that we have received a referral and we're working on the matter, working on the issue, or we have all the resources we need to handle the matter, handle the issue. So that's what I suggested to him. This, my friends, is high drama.
So
this is a sinking ship.
You caught me.
You're watching a sinking ship.
You caught me with a definition that I didn't quite know.
Fulsomely?
But I had an idea. Right. Do you know what the... If you look it up,
it's the adverb of fulsome.
Right, but do you know what fulsome is? I mean, I know I get what full, you know, but do you know what fulsome means?
Fulsomely, in my opinion, fulsomely is like where I was at 1 o'clock Saturday night. I was fulsomely intoxicated.
Well, that's because you were like the former governor, Big Jim.
Yeah. You set a trap of whiskey with me, you go catch old Big Jim every time.
Every time.
Fulsomely, I would just think it means like in a complete manner.
Yeah, but the number one...
Man, it's just on context. I've never heard the word.
Right. The number one definition is complimentary or flattering to an excessive degree.
Oh, wow.
Which changes the tone of that.
Holy
The second is a large size or quantity, generous or abundant. So it's basically... I mean, I guess what they're saying is complete.
I'll give you everything.
It's not necessarily the best word choice, but anyway, I just... But if they meant it in the way that the first one is, it definitely changes it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if they
totally changed.
If they wanted to, you know.
Well, you know, Joel,
we don't mind him. What do you call it? Testifying. Just, you know, make sure that it's excessively bragging on me.
Joel, you're going to like this bumper music coming up. I promise you.
Praise.
I promise you, you're going to like this bumper music. After I tell you about the Goodson Group. 551-0225. That's how you get in touch with Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. 551-0225. Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. On the web, thegoodsongroup.com. Bo Goodson, 40-plus years in the real estate business around here. Knows a thing or two about the business. Very, very talented staff. Great staff. We have the best real estate agents on staff. They're amazing. They're the best. Am I getting better at all? Is that getting any better?
That's a little bit better.
I'm trying.
I thought it was okay.
You need to work on your huge...
Huge. We have a huge real estate division. We can buy, we can sell, we can manage.
Very bigly.
Bigly. We have the bigliest people. They're fulsomely. So get in touch with Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. TheGoodsonGroup.com. And not only just for sales and purchases, but also for management. Also for real estate school. Is it playing yet? Yes, Joel. This is for you, my friend. You can buy a house somewhere beyond the sea. Somewhere. All the good singers. Beyond the sea, somewhere we meet. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
All right,
Are you ready for the first heat wave of 2019? Ready or not, here it comes. Today, sunshine, not too bad. Low 90s today. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight, low 66. Tomorrow, a little warmer. 93 tomorrow. 95 Thursday. 96 Friday. Perhaps 97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday. And mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Sloopy, hang on. The Hatfields sing this?
Nope.
Who was it?
The McCoys.
Oh, the guys across the street. Sorry. The McCoys sang this song.
They had a big feud. That's why neither of them make music anymore.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason. Because the McCoys were huge, and the Hatfields, one-hit wonders, but, you know, they produced. Our number 27292. You don't have to produce hits to be good.
It's true. Because you know it helps to produce hits if you want to make money.
Yo, yeah, the hits make you rich and famous.
Right.
The music, though, the music. Auburn Housewash, guess where I was yesterday? The historic Mark's House for a meeting at the Pike Road Community Club, which, by the way, is a phenomenal organization.
Did you guys dedicate a new bust of Carl?
No, it's not the M-A-R-X house. It's the M-A-R-K-S.
Oh.
The historic Mark's House. It's out there in Pike Road.
I gotcha.
On Old Carter Hill Road. And if you live in... Well, I'll give a free plug. If you live in the Pike Road community and you want a place to hang out, we have monthly events. Like on May 25th, we're going to have an Olay party to open the pool for the year. Pool should be open this weekend. It's really inexpensive to join. But you... We'll open the pool. We'll have some tacos, and the kids can play. We're going to play a movie on the big screen, like drive-in style.
That's fun.
It's going to be great. It's a great thing. So if you live out that way and you want a cool place to hang out and meet some neighbors, really, really cool organization, the Pike Road Community Club. But that's not what this is about. This is about Auburn Housewash.
How good does the Karl Marx house look?
It's the Marx house, the historic Marx house.
We just banded together to pay for this inexpensive service, right?
We rose up and paid for it.
Did you collectively pay for it, Barry?
We did. We united to pay for it. There was a specter brewing. Specter of clean houses. Get by there if you get a chance. If you're out that way, go look at it. It is a beacon of bright white beauty over the whole area out there. They did a phenomenal job cleaning it. I mean, absolutely phenomenal job. Took a morning. They used a proprietary low-pressure system. It's a historic house. You don't want everything ruined. They used a proprietary low-pressure system. They just coated the place and then gently hosed it down, and it took all the old scum and grime off of there, all that green nastiness. Actually, you know one thing we noticed? Now we need to paint the shutters.
Yeah.
Because the grime was sort of covering up the fact that the paint on the shoulder... But the reality is it needed to be done. So now we got to get someone out there to paint the shutters. Riley! But it's a beautiful, beautiful house. Go by there if you want to look at it. Auburn Housewash did amazing, amazing work. AuburnHousewash.com. Check them out on Facebook, Auburn Housewash, or just call them directly. Spencer is a great, great guy. Understands the business. Has a truck dedicated right here to the River Region. It is busy. Our listeners are burning up his phone lines. He wasn't going to advertise anywhere in the River Region except on this program. That's it. He said, I'm just going to advertise on your program, see how it works. I'll go ahead and get a truck equipped and dedicated over there, but we'll see how it works. You know, we'll do a month or two. If I don't get any calls, we're going to have to cancel. So covered up after the first week, he's like, can we dial it back a little bit? I said, you don't want to do that. Stay on the gas. Get two trucks out here if you have to. He is rocking and rolling in the River Region. Auburn Housewash. It's a great product. It's a very reasonable, affordable product. And who doesn't want a house looking brand new? This house, the Marks house built in the 1830s, looks like you just built it. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. AuburnHousewash.com, 826-WASH. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84 in the studio. This should probably surprise you guys because the Turkish people are known to be so civil. But in Turkey, as the Notre Dame Cathedral was burning in France,
there was cause celeb going on.
Oh.
The official Facebook page of Turkey's pro-government daily Sabah was filled with praise for the destruction of the Grand Notre Dame Cathedral. Islamic supremacism, though, does not only target Western Christians. It also targets Yazidi, Zoroastrianism, the Buddhist, the Hindu temples. Any religious minority in the Muslim world is completely vulnerable, defenseless, and severely persecuted. But they celebrated, man. They celebrated. Had a big party as it was burning. Big party. Which, one thing I've never understood is, how did they so quickly rule out arson? Like, 5 minutes after the first flames went up, they're like, yeah, it wasn't arson.
Right.
Could have been anything, but it wasn't arson.
The building was still burning.
No, the building had just started burning.
Right.
When they declared it was not arson. Something's here. This is a state-owned building. We don't know what the final investigation is going to reveal. But we do know extremist Muslims in Turkey were hugely supportive of it. Here are some of the reader comments to the daily pro-government Sabah newspaper. While it was burning, I prayed to God, saying, burn it even more. Oh, God, curse it and ruin it. You wonder why? One feels like rejoicing over the burning of the colonial brutal France, which shed the blood of 1.5 million Muslims and 1 million additional Muslims, which beheaded them and exhibited their heads at museums, and which falsely accuses Turkey of massacring Armenians. Turkish did people massacre Armenians, by the way. One can even say to France that mocks our prophet and wants to change the verses in the Quran. Another person said, if you don't respect my mosques, my holy book, my prophet, then you experience your punishment in a worse way. I am not sad at all. Another Muslim chimes in, they've destroyed the monuments in the Middle East that belong to us. Maybe this will be a lesson to them. Another said, why should I feel sad? They destroyed Baghdad. So many mosques and madrasas are gone. Let them be in an even worse situation. I hope such beautiful news comes from the Vatican, God willing, as soon as possible.
Sounds like he's calling for Azra Turk to go to the Vatican and burn it down.
This is such a beautiful sight. Many other places of icons meet the same fate. Send me the ashes. I will plant beans. I can spread the ashes underneath the beans. Let me grab a few pieces of wood. The cathedral hasn't been burned to ashes completely yet. Let us help fuel the fire.
That's just crazy.
May the cathedral be reduced to ash, then may a storm break out and make even the ashes disappear, God willing. These are the people the Democrats and liberals are trying to usher into the United States as quickly as possible. Savages. Absolute savages. And Islam is incompatible with Western civilization. Period. End of story. We can handle a very small influx. You know why? Because when they're alone...
What happened in Turkey?
When they're alone, they don't really act like Muslims, and they usually abandon their faith. And within a generation or two, they just have Muslim-sounding names. But they're not actually Muslims. But when they come in big groups, 5, 10% of your population, you're done. You're done. Look at Egypt. Look at Turkey. Look at Libya.
And Turkey, I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, it's in the Bible. That's where Paul was. That's like the birthplace of Christianity. Is the missionary journeys were up into Turkey that he did.
So just... be careful. Just be careful, liberals. Understand who you're dealing with. And here's the thing, too. Us conservatives, we'll be the last to get killed. The liberals will be the first to go. You show up as a man in a dress,
you're gone.
You're toast.
Indeed.
You're toast. It's not illegal to be gay in these countries, but it is illegal to have gay sex. They don't just make it, they don't put you in jail. They murder you. They throw you off a building. They tie your hands behind your back and drop you off a building head first. I have no idea why the gays and the liberals love these Muslims. No idea. No idea. Who's this? I know this is probably not.
Hey, Cranky. How you doing?
Doing well, Cranky.
Hey, you were asking who the who investigated that fire?
Yeah.
Evidently it was the Montgomery Fire Department, the same ones that did the investigation on
BTW?
The magnet school. Yeah. It said it wasn't arson before. They were still putting water on it.
I thought they put the press release out before the fire actually started, didn't they?
Well, I'll tell you
didn't
what,
they put the press release out at like 10 and at 10:30 the fire broke out?
It was written before the fire.
It was damn close to it. Hey, I make a prediction. You know, in 5 years or less, that property will belong to ASU. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure what the plan is.
I agree with you 100% about your comments on Islam. It's you know, it's a cancer. Look at what's happened over in London.
Yeah, they are fine people as individuals when they practice their faith alone. When they get in large groups, they're horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Like a pack of dogs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One dog, fine. Pack of wild dogs, stay the hell away.
That's right.
Yep. All right, got to go.
Have a good day, thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to get killed. Who's this?
Hey, it's Randy.
What's up?
I got a kind of a reason why they love them so much. It's because there's a lot of black folks that practice the 5% of that faith, and that is one way that they feel they can keep driving that wedge between us. And they know if we ever come together, they can't stop. Even some of the rappers, I mean, like from St. Louis, the one that done Hot in Here, I mean, he's a 5%er. I mean, that just drives the wedge between us and the black folks more. That's the only reason they love us so much. And and I got to say to my Uncle Terry Bryant, He's from Montgomery. He was a firefighter, investigator, whatever, man. What he just brought up, but they on the way to take his ashes up to Montevallo to the where they do the full, you know, the whole deal.
The military place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so they all on the way on motorcycles now, and they headed that way.
Good.
Lady Uncle Terry, but Terry Bryant was a pretty good man in Montgomery where it looked. Anyway, love y'all, man.
Appreciate it.
See you, Ryan.
Interesting. All right, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Doesn't like Big Harma. Doesn't like lots of quantities of Muslims. I'm trying to put together a show prep for people who want to write bad things about me. I'm trying to play music that Joel might like. Wouldn't it be nice, Joel, if you liked all my bumper music?
Wouldn't it be nice if
we'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. More Joel music. More Joel music. Who called in to say he likes all the bumper music? Can't take my
eyes off. How about had enough of this mess?
This is a great song. This is the best of Frankie Valli. This is the very best of Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
The very best of Frankie Valli. I think this might be on our news and views list, isn't it? That's what we listened to at your house
Could
the other
be.
Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great playlist.
It really is.
Fire.
Like 150, 180 songs that we used to play. We haven't updated the list in a while. We need to get back to updating it because I've moved on and play some new stuff that I didn't play then.
Yeah, because there was no Mo Bamba.
No, there won't be. There won't be. Guess where I'm eating today, boys?
Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Which location? Because they have two of them.
They do. I'm going to eat the Montgomery location. What I'm trying to decide between right now, this is the God's honest truth. The eggplant parmesan, which has nothing fried, no noodles. It is sliced thin eggplant like lasagna, stacked up between a blend of white cheeses and a red sauce. It is fire. It's what Paul DeMarco got when he was eating with
it. Right.
Or the mushroom ravioli, which I love. It's perfectly cooked. I mean, just absolutely perfectly cooked. A really rich, delicious mushroom sauce over the top of it. I'm having trouble deciding between the two. Or you know what I might get? Actually, I think what I'm going to eat. I might just go classic and get spaghetti and meatballs. Their spaghetti and meatballs is fire.
It's fire.
I can't decide what I want. I know I'm not in the mood for a salad. I want something big, meaty, thick, and heavy.
Shrimp a la mode. Never misses.
I know, but I've gotten it like the last four times I've been there. That I got the special, and then I got shrimp a la mode the next two times I've been there. And I had shrimp a la mode the time before that. So I'm gonna move it. I've had everything on the menu. Everything's fire. Everything's phenomenal. They got a new menu
Get
coming.
Get you a pie.
Do what?
Get you a pie.
I
had leftover
I got an
last
Americana
night.
Last time.
I had, I love the Americana. That's
with the onions
that's
and the
my
peppers.
Second favorite.
Yeah.
But I had leftover VY for supper last night.
You get a lot of that VY pie.
I do.
I might get a piece of pie. You know, I can get a piece of pie and a salad for $9. I might do that. Get the salsa fungica or whatever it's called.
Fungi e salsiccia.
That's it. Man speaks Italian too. What can Mallory not do? Are you in the CIA? Stop talking.
Granddad was a businessman in Nigeria.
Baron, put the gun down. Baron, I'm not in the CIA.
I don't like conservatives. I'm a big globalist, corporatist, whore. Dave, can we be friends? Orange man bad. Orange man bad.
Walmart good.
Well, China. China good. China good. You in the CIA, bro?
Nah.
That pronunciation there on that pizza, and you knowing it, and knowing that you speak a lot of languages, Dave.
I speak like small pieces of a lot of languages.
You speak French, you speak German, Italian, English.
Did you learn Norwegian to read a book?
Yeah, just to read a book.
I wanted to read a book, and I wanted to read it in the original, so I just took a... I learned Norwegian one afternoon.
Yeah, right?
You know Rosetta Stone... Anyway, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go there. You know Rosetta Stone? That's what it was designed for.
Was to learn in an afternoon?
To learn it, like, in a week.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. It was designed for the CIA and the Special Forces and people that might have to blend civil affairs, people that might have to blend in quickly in other areas and have to leave on short notice. And that's why they developed it. I've told this story a million times. Joshua Fairfield Language Technologies, he was a professor of mine. He explained the whole thing in class one day. It's really fascinating. They got with the CIA and they developed the program.
Wow.
Yeah, he was an asset.
That sounds awesome.
He became rich and he's brilliant.
brilliant guy. anyway, I did not know Dave was in the CIA. It changes the whole dynamic.
Things you know, that you learn eventually.
This is an interesting story I saw the other day. It's fascinating. I don't know what to make of it. Here's the headline. This is out of Edmond, Oklahoma on KOCO, COCO. KOCO.com. Edmund Mann says cheap drugs for dogs cured his cancer. Now, those of you think I'm crazy, KOCO is a new, like WSFA. It's like a local news affiliate. When you tell someone a medicine for dogs cured your cancer, you better be ready for some skeptics. But Joe Tipper says it saved his life and the lives of others. Not even cancer researchers, even cancer researchers are open to the possibility it might be true. My stomach, my neck, my liver, my pancreas, my bladder, my bones, it was everywhere, Tippin said. He told KOCO he was told to go home, call hospice, and say goodbyes. That was 2 years ago. Doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer that had spread all over his body. He went from 220 pounds to 110.
Jeez.
Once a cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%. Median life expectancy, 3 months, Tippin said. I was a skeleton with skin hanging off of it. It was a difficult time, obviously. That was January 2017. Today, he's very much alive. What he credits for his survival has doctors scratching their heads. About half the people think I'm just crazy, he said. Half the people want to know more and dig deeper. Said he received a tip from a veterinarian of all people. These are not the people who fight in wars. These are like, they're big into horses.
Yeah.
A veterinarian.
And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, they gave him something that you give your dog when it has worms. The truth is stranger than fiction, Tippin said, laughing. 3 months later, his cancer was completely gone and he was on the road to recovery. I'm usually skeptical. I was, and maybe still am, about this one. But there's interesting background research to this, says Stephen Prescott, president of Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation. It's an anti-parasitic. He said, scientists in many credible places have done work on this for years. Was it the dewormer or something else? He said he also took daily vitamin E supplements and CBD oil. But he says he took the dewormer and plans to take it for the rest of his life. His insurance company spent $1.2 million on traditional means. He switched to a $5 a week medicine that he says saved his life.
Holy cow.
That's bonkers, man.
That is bonkers. Go home. You're going to die. Here, take this $5 a week dog dewormer. Okay. Hey, guys, I'm feeling much better now. Crazy, huh? Crazy, crazy stuff. I don't know whether it's true or not, but...
Well, I mean, like you said, you know, without, like, you can't necessarily say that was the one thing.
So no, took other but things. He said he's found other 40 other people whose cancer has been cured by this.
Yeah.
That his story's gone viral.
If I was in the same shape, I'd probably try the dog dewormer.
Well, I mean, I'd eat dog food.
I would eat dog.
Good.
I mean, if someone said it might save me and the only thing they were saying is go home and die. And someone says, hey, takes this. All right, I can take that. No, I'll try. Anyway, wild story. 84, appreciate you stopping by.
Enjoyed it.
Dave, shall we do it again in 21 hours?
Just 21 hours.
Guys, if you have any questions about our advertising, go straight to the source, our advertisers. Don't believe mentally ill lunatics that try to badmouth our program because they're jealous we're on the air and they're not. Go to Alabama Home Mortgage. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Call the Goodson Group. Call Auburn House Wash. Call Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Call New Look Decorating. Call Bath Innovations. Call Heirloom Jewelers. Call Penny Earn Concrete. These people will tell you the truth. Advertising works, and on this show in particular, it works better than anywhere.